Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme is miscellaneous trivia. We're going to have a guest who we're going to introduce in the next segment here. There are a lot of things to cover. Holy smokes. At some point, we have to talk about the Chicago Bears and was he a safety or a cornerback who just totally
the miracle in Maryland.
What was it again?
The Maryland miracle.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's funny because I was watching last night some Sports Center, and they made a few points that, I mean, we almost couldn't do anything worse. First, not even being part of the play, goofing around. Then when you come into the play, he's supposed to box out the guy, the Washington Commander, and then he actually is the guy who tipped the ball to him. So okay. And then World Series Game One, pretty epic. And then now
City of Angels, baby.
City of Angels, yeah. We're one away from what do you got? A San Diego Padres.
That's an old. I'm wearing my San Diego Padres T-shirt. That's my salute to L.A. Love you, baby.
That's terrible.
Not really.
Should have stopped the Dodgers, and instead they let them.
Why do you think I'm wearing this thing, man?
World Series victory.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm wearing it.
This could have been the Padres' year. Mike, how old is that T-shirt? The emblem. That looks like an old one.
This is classic, man. I got this back in a long time ago at Laguna Beach at a classic sports store. This thing is it's embroidered. It's beautiful. I love it, man. I love it. I'm breaking it out, man. It's all San Diego today.
Yeah.
I mean, the City of Angels they're on a tear. I'm sorry.
No, they're looking really good.
I'm sorry, too.
Yeah. but you don't like the Yankees either. So, all right. Audience, stay with us.
I hate them more now that they're losing.
Well, that's true. Audience, stay with us.
33 minutes, all I got
to
say.
You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, and who's our special guest, Mike?
Who is our special guest? Boy, you know, I hail from the metropolis of Marin County, California. We went to high school called Terra Linda, which our vast audience does not care about. But the guy I'm introducing was a nemesis to our great high school. His name is Chris Fulton. He was a legend, was, still is, at Drake High School. He was one of the phenom basketball players. In fact, in the San Francisco Bay Area, he was the player of the year in high school basketball in 1983, I believe, and just tore up, played college basketball for my dad's alma mater, the University of Portland Pilots, go Pilots, and then transferred to the University of Utah. He's an interesting guy. He's a phenom basketball player, but he's also a husband, a father, and just an all-around good guy. I mention this for a very profound reason. His son is on the 15th ranked team in college football, the Boise State Broncos. His son is named Colt, or Colt, what a name, Colt Fulton. I'm reading his bio right here, Chris, so that's what it says. But Chris, welcome to the show. And boy, as we're going to talk about your playing professional days, your coaching days, but as a father, you've got to be just about as thrilled as it gets to have a son who gets to put on that Boise State uniform and really live the high life in college football.
Yeah, it's appreciate you guys having me on, by the way. Thank you. It's been quite an honor. Sure. Yeah, as a father, you know, I couldn't be more proud of, you know, the kid he is. First of all, he's a great student and a great person and all those things first. But yeah, it's you know, as a basketball guy and a basketball coach, it's kind of unique for me because I've always kind of coached my kids and known too much about basketball, I guess, when they were growing up. And it wasn't really easy for them to have a father who had a coaching background. But with him, I'm more of a fan because I didn't play football. I wasn't allowed to. Back in those days, my father wouldn't let me play. But so, you know, bringing him up, we knew right away he was going to be a quarterback. He was a good basketball player too, actually. But it's just been kind of a joy just being able to, you know, to watch. And I'm sure he'll tell you that, yeah, you coach me too, Dad. So don't act like you're not coaching me as well. But,
you know,
yeah, so
it's been fun. Kind of reminds me of Jared and Jerry Goff. Yeah. Jerry played professional baseball, and his son is obviously for the Lions. And again, another Marin County boy. And which, by the way, I have a friend who his son played for Boise State. I guess they were in the Peach Bowl a few years ago. Winston Venable.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Very, very proud program. Obviously, they've been very good for a long time. The passion there in Boise is just amazing. They're very, you know, they got great fan base. They travel everywhere. But going back to Jared and Jerry, Jerry's a friend of mine and Mike's, obviously. But Jerry and I grew up playing basketball and baseball together. And Jared's been actually a mentor and involved in Colts life in football. And so it's a cool little backstory there, too. But, you know, I'm super proud and happy. You know, couldn't be more happy for Jerry and the family and Jared. You know, he's been through a lot, obviously, and where he is right now, especially how he's playing at the moment, it's just incredible. And we're just thrilled for him. So,
And you know, I got to tell you, I got to ask Chris this question, Edward and Russell. I mean, his son, 6'4", Rancho Margarita, California, played high school at Santa Margarita. Good looking kid. I mean, Chris, could you orchestrate this any more like perfect? First of all, you named him Colt. I mean, is that not a freaking football name or what? Colt, Colton? It's Colton, right?
Yeah, it's Colton, but he goes by Colt.
Well, I mean, on the bio it says Colt Fulton. I mean, have you ever heard of a better football name than that?
Yeah, it's pretty. Worked out pretty good for him. He's been pretty lucky.
What's it like to be, I mean, you have your wife, obviously, is very supportive, but what is it like as parents? You know, we know that Colton is not getting a lot of playing time, but he's on this team that very well will probably make the college football playoffs. What is it like as parents to see their son, you know, put on the uniform and just kind of hopefully get and wait for his moment? But I mean, regardless if he gets his moment or not, he already has his moment. He's playing Division I football, one of the best teams in America.
Yeah, it's special. Obviously, as a parent, you know, you want your kids to have that ultimate success and be able to play. I mean, no one wants it more than he does, and it's frustrating for him. You know, he hasn't really gotten a shot to play yet, but he's an amazing teammate, and he keeps it all in perspective, and he realizes that you know, they have a special opportunity here. They just beat UNLV last week in a close game, which is one of the games we were kind of nervous about. And you know, they have a nice schedule, sets up pretty well for them, where they have a chance. You know, they're going to be favored in every game for the rest of the year to go on, and that would put them in the college playoff. So,
how old is he? What year?
He's a redshirt junior, so he's actually going to graduate in the spring, but he has a senior year left if he wants it. So,
What do you think? I mean, is he going to want to go back?
I mean, I think where it is now, it's like he's, you know, like I said, he's a bright kid. He's got some great opportunities waiting for him outside of football. And I think he's kind of ready is where he's thinking right now. His mom and I both wish he would just go, you know, play another year, because I feel like that's stuff he could regret someday as a former player. You know, I tell everybody, play till they drag you off the court, you know, and yes. Trying to tell him that. But it's hard because it's like people don't realize – you know, the time commitment, and more for him, he's a very competitive kid and he's not getting a chance to play. And, you know, only one quarterback plays. People don't realize, you know, you got 8 wide receivers that will play in a game. You only get 1 quarterback. So you got 4 or 5 other guys sitting there that want to play that don't get the chance. And so that tears him up a little bit, but he knows he's a part of something very special this year. But he's ready to go.
What is he majoring in?
He's in finance and minoring in statistics. So, you know, high GPA kid. He's been all academic, Mountain West every year. And so he's got – and he has actually a great ability. They always say on TV when they bring him up, whatever, everybody says that he understands the offense better than the offense coordinator. It's a kind of a running joke because he's really bright and he understands the game. So he actually has the opportunity to probably stay in coaching if he wanted to, but – he's just at a place where he's like, hey, you know, like all of us, when we get out of college, right? You just want to get out and make money and you think that's all that matters. Yeah. But I mean, he may gravitate. He may really like business and finance and things like
it's
that.
It's always hard to stay in, you know. I mean, I remember like after I got my bachelor's degree, someone had told me, you know what, go right into your master's, because if you don't, it's going to be so hard to go back. And I, unfortunately, I did take that advice and they were right, because after I got my master's, I just said, boy, I would not want to go back to school again. You know,
me neither, man. Yeah. But we talked to him about that. He's just, he'll have the opportunity to go back if he wants to, I guess, but it's more like, you know, these kids are working, you know, Colt's working 14, 16 hours a day right now with school and football. They go to practice, they go to school, and then he comes back as a quarterback. They come back for meetings, and I mean, those are long days. And, you know, he's at a place where he's just had enough, you know, and he loved it, and he's going to go out on a high note. I think either way this year. They won the Mountain West Championship last year. That was amazing. They played in the LA Bowl. And so it's been a great run. I wish he'd change his mind, but I'm at a point now where I'm not, you know, trying to talk about him anymore. He's almost like, hey, I made up my mind and I'm good with it. He's earned the right, you know, to do what he wants. He definitely has. So, but it's hard. It's hard. You want, you know, for his mom and I, it's very difficult to you know, not get that ultimate playing time, obviously.
Well, Chris, you don't have to worry about it, I think, because obviously three-time Mountain West Scholar athlete. Oh, and by the way, this is radio. The kid's about as good-looking as it gets. He's got a career in modeling. Boise State uses him as a model in some of their football uniform poses. I'm like, who is this kid? Anyway, yeah. Great-looking kid.
Get that mom for that one, right? Yeah. So the boys, and his two brothers actually do. His two brothers do model, actually. It's kind of funny, but I don't think he's interested in going that path. But
my son did that. He did some, like, you know, short movies and stuff like that. And he goes, yeah. Pain. All right, we're going to go to our first trivia question here. And again, to remind our guests, if you know the answer, don't say anything yet. Wait till we get right back. You can answer the question. All right, here's our trivia question number one. What body part makes up 15% of your body weight? All right, that's our trivia question. See who knows the answer to that. What body part makes up 15% of your body weight? Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't go anywhere. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd, and our special guest, who Mike's going to reintroduce in just a second. Our first trivia question: what body part makes up 15% of your body weight? Anybody?
Skin.
I would guess the head, but I mean, that's obvious, but it's probably not heavy enough. But
no, it's the skin.
Oh, that's what
funny.
I just said. Skin.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mike. I apologize. That's also the largest organ. Is the skin?
Mm-hmm. Largest organ. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
But it's also it makes up 15% of your body weight. Wow.
Yeah.
And in my case, it's probably about 80%. I need to kind of like lose a little bit of weight here. Okay. All right, Mike. Why don't you reintroduce our guest?
Yes. And by the way, congratulations to the Pittsburgh Steelers, 22-0 on Monday Night Football since 1992. Did you know that?
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Return, and that kick return gave my fantasy team a huge victory this week. So I'm thrilled about that.
Nice.
wait a minute. Russ, I thought you always have a bad fantasy week.
Oh, this week I was down by 25 points going into the Monday night game, and it was because of Pittsburgh's kicker, and I had their defense, and they saved the day for me, because what a pathetic performance by the New York Giants, who I think, you know, are ready to take the rest of the season off. I think, you know, hopefully they won't be on major Monday night football or Thursday night football again. The Giants are just a complete car.
That's the funny thing is whoever does the scheduling, you have to kind of guess ahead of time who's going to be a good
I would have told you last year that the New York Giants weren't going to be good this year.
Well, part of it, I think, is just the fact that it's a big share of TV.
A big TV revenue for New York, just like the Yankees, obviously.
Just like the World Series, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, okay, so we're recording on Tuesday, and if I'm not mistaken, tonight is game 4. So
yes,
you know, someone better tell the Yankees that.
Mm-hmm.
I know. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but because of the 1919 Black Sox scandals, I think this is the true. They ended up saying we're only going to pay players for the first 4 games because they didn't want players purposely colluding to make it go 7 games so that they get paid more. Do you know that?
Wow. I didn't know that.
Somehow, well, I think Otani will manage.
Somehow, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. You know, I know what it's like to do that with your shoulder and then to be swinging a bat. I mean, fortunately, he's not my age, but that's. I mean, it's, you got to have a little giddy up in there, you know. That's.
Yeah, and of course they're blaming Aaron Judge. The Yankee fans are out of the woodworks. Jose Canseco says Aaron Judge needs to be benched. Come on, Jose. And then I love this. Skip Bayless, Aaron Judge has gone from MVP to postseason disaster. Now the Yankees are in grave danger of being swept. Don't these guys have anything else? I mean, come on. It's kind of obvious. These famous sports people are going out on social media, rip Aaron Judge, one of the all-time great baseball players.
He's batting .081
now.
Playoff.
Yeah, well, that's true. But you know what, though? I got to say, the one thing that used to drive me crazy about who was the Roger Craig, the hum baby, right? His answer was, oh, yeah, you got to go with who brung you to the dance. And it's like, no, you go with the person who's got the hot hand. And so, you know, listen, love Aaron Judge, nothing personal against him. But if you don't just go, well, sorry, we're going to put him in anyway. The whole idea is to win. Not an ego thing, right?
Hey, right now Freddie Freeman is the hot guy for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I think since Atlanta, every World Series since he played with Atlanta, it's pretty amazing what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
So he's going to be the MVP of the World Series, no doubt about it.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of what's got to reintroduce our guests here.
Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
Our special guests via St. Augustine, Florida, via Marin County, California, Fairfax, USA. That is still a city, right? Is a guy by the name of Chris Fulton. And Chris went to Drake High School. They won back-to-back state high school basketball championships in, 81, 82?
That's correct. Yep, 81, 82. state champs.
And you were the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area basketball player of the year, and you beat out, was it Gary Payton?
Well, guys in my class was, Payton's a little younger, but it was Brian Shaw.
Brian Shaw.
Yeah, Kevin Johnson was in Northern California, but I played against all those guys in college too. But yeah, that was the 82 was the first ever high school state championship in California, and we won that. Oh, and then 81, we were NorCal champions, but there was no state championship. We were ranked number one, so it was it was quite a ride. And you were around there, Mike, so you kind of know. You talk about those times; they were different, and it was really a special. Special team and community and everything going, playing, I think, 3 or 4 games in the Oakland Coliseum. And so it was, those are great days. No question about it. Great teams, great people, great coaches.
And then talk about your career after that. So you go from high school phenom.
Yep. And then I go on to college. I go to the University of Portland, where my high school teammate Dan Hunt was a year ahead of me. And so I joined him at University of Portland, was there for 2 years. I'll tell Mike this. Like, in high school, I was 92-3 in the 3 years I played varsity basketball. And I go to Portland, and they were, lower rung, team in the mountain. Well, no, it wasn't Mountain West. We were in the, what is it? The Pacific Coast, whatever.
West Coast Athletic Conference.
Yeah, same thing as Gonzaga was and is, or I don't know if they are now. But playing, and John Stockton was actually a senior when I was a freshman, and that's another story we could talk about with him guarding me. But we lost 3 games in 1 week at Portland, and it was just hard on me, and it was hard on Dan too. But I just got to the point where I'm like, I love my coach. He's very tough, but I loved him. He made a man out of me, as I told Mike, but and my teammates. But it was like, I got to get out of here, or I got to accept losing, which I didn't want to do, so. Yeah. I decided to transfer to Utah, which was a big program, and it's a great, great move for me.
Well, let me ask you, Chris, with as good a player as you were in high school, did you get offers or scholarships or anything?
Yeah, I did. Not as many as you would think. Back in those days, there was no AAU, and so that's how kids are recruited nowadays. I would have probably, in today's world, would have had offers from everywhere in the country. I had some schools recruiting me. The knock on me probably was that they thought I was too slow. Which I proved was not a problem, and they didn't think I could guard at the next level, which I ended up being, MVP of my team, best defensive player. And they didn't have a all defensive team in the WAC when I was at Utah. I certainly would have been player of the year on defense, because I had some great games against some really good players. And, so I kind of dispelled all that. And, but either way, it all worked out. It was a great ride for me, and Utah was, I made the right decision, and, it was just a phenomenal experience, playing against some of the people.
For me, speed wasn't an issue. So on, as an adult playing in pickup games, my offense was terrible. My defense was very good. So I just stayed at the other side of the court, just waiting for Chris.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mike can tell you too. Mike saw me play. It's like, if you watched me in high school, you wouldn't say he's slow at all. It's just at the next level.
A little slow.
Mike's still bitter because we beat his team a few times, a couple of dramatic, and some of them very dramatically. And so I knew I could play. And actually, Stanford actually recruited me really hard. And then they didn't think academically, I wasn't that most focused academically in high school. Mm-hmm. And they didn't think I could make it there academically. And I honestly, at the time, if I was older, I would have gone to Stanford in a second, right? Just like with my kids. If Stanford offers you, you go. But I, at that time, was like, I don't really want to go to Stanford. I want to go somewhere, stupid. But, it was Portland, and, I enjoyed my time.
Can you imagine the pressure on you though? I mean, if you're kind of wobbling, about it with all the academics that would have been placed on you for Stanford. I mean, I get it.
I definitely wasn't prepared to go to Stanford academically. I wasn't smart enough. It was just, I didn't study in high school. And, And it's all stuff that you learn. My kids are, we put them in an environment where we made sure I got away with a lot. My folks didn't inspect stuff like that. And we did it a lot differently here. My wife's really bright too. Very bright. My kids are all really smart. Thank God. They're and good looking, like Mike said. And that's all. My wife's half Japanese, so they have a very unique look to them. And, but she's really, really smart, and the kids are smart, and they did very well academically because of, how I didn't prepare myself. I was going to make sure my kids, you always want your kids to be better than you, and my kids are in every way. So that's what you hope for. So
Chris, from an economic standpoint, I was hearing that this generation of kids is the only generation since George Washington to have it not as good as their parents. Isn't that crazy?
Sounds about right.
You know, they can't buy a house and interest rates being the way they are and all that stuff.
Cost of living and everything is insane right now, you know. Yeah. Trying to buy a house, a 25-year-old kid trying to buy a house these days, it's like, that's not possible. You know, it's just not.
Yeah, really, really tough. But hey, guys, so let's go to our second commercial trivia question here, and then we're going to jump on to some other epic sports, okay? Again, since Chris, you know a lot about sports, of course, join us in the conversation. Which skyscraper gets struck by lightning the most in the United States? Which skyscraper gets struck by lightning the most? Pardon my English. I only had 6 years of high school. So, you know, again, which skyscraper gets which skyscraper gets struck by lightning the most? All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best store San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all of South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Chris Fulton. All right, our second trivia question, which skyscraper gets struck by lightning the most?
I'm going to guess the Sears Tower.
Yes. Well, isn't that what it's called? The Willis Tower in Chicago? I think it's changed to the Sears. Yeah, very good. A lot of people think it's the Empire State.
I was
going to
go with that one too, Russell. Yeah, good. I would think it would have more lightning in Chicago than New York. I don't know why.
Exactly. That's the reason. Yeah, because usually it's
I went on a tour of the Sears Tower, and they said that during the tour. So.
Okay. Well, that's like almost like cheating. But no, I'm just kidding. Okay, hey, real quickly, I got a stupid joke of the week. You guys ready for this? This is kind of fun. Okay, so a guy joins a monastery and takes a vow of silence, and he's allowed to say two words every 7 years. After the first 7 years, the elders bring him in and ask for his two words, and he says, cold floors. They nod and send him away. 7 years pass, they bring him back and ask for the next two words, and he clears his throat and says, bad food. They nod and send him away. 7 more years pass, they bring him in for his two words, he says, I quit. And they say, that's not surprising. You've done nothing but complain since you got here. Okay. All right. Mike, reintroduce our guest because I know you want to hear some fun stories.
Yeah. Listen, want to welcome in a guy that had the pleasure of actually meeting on a plane as he was coming back from his son's game in Jacksonville, Florida. His name is Chris Fulton. He is a phenom basketball player and coach, played at the University of Portland, University of Utah. He's a husband and a father. His son is currently on the 15th ranked team in American football. That's college football, of the Boise State Broncos. And we've been talking about what it is like to be a father of a son. But Chris also, and Chris, before we go, talk really quick about the potential Heisman Trophy candidate at Boise State. He is a stud. Tell us a little about him.
Yeah. Ashton Jeanty. He's everybody knows about him now. If you brought his name up 3 or 4 weeks ago, most people are like, who's that? But because Boise's doing so well, and he's really the front runner and the straw that stirs a drink, I guess you say, for Boise State. He's just an amazing talent. Nobody's been able to stop him. Last week against UNLV, he had only 138 or 128 yards. They did a pretty good job on him, but honestly, there was about 4 or 5 plays where he almost broke free and got a shoot, caught or something. But he would have gone for massive runs. But he's amazing. He he turned down a lot of money to go. He didn't go in the portal, but still, that didn't stop all the big, Power Five schools from coming at him and offering millions. I think he had a $2 million offer, but everybody's offering over $1 million, and he stayed at Boise State, and I think they're giving him $300,000. Just a really high character kid. And then one thing I'll say about Boise State too, is the coaching staff and the culture there is really special. I mean, they only bring in good kids that want to be a part of something special. They're good teammates. And if they're not, they don't last long because the team, really operates that way. And Ashton is, he's a leader and he's a high quality, high character kid. And from what I see, he's the leader of the Heisman race right now. And if we can go through undefeated like we should, we'll be favored in every game, I think he wins the Heisman. He's that dominant. He's that important to his team. He's going to have a season like no other running back ever has. And if they're in the playoff, to me, it's a no-brainer. He's going to be, first running back most likely in the NFL draft. And he's that special. He's going to have a great long career. And he's special.
Chris, you come from a strong family. Grew up in the Fairfax, California area, suburb of San Francisco. But, you had a good life. You have a good life. Your family's special. I know your brother, Mike, great coach, great person, close to your father. You love Christmas time. But one Christmas at the University of Portland, guess what? Chris was home alone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great story. So at Portland, we always played in these Christmas tournaments. And so I'm my first year away from school. And everybody knows, anybody that goes away from home far enough where you can't go home on a weekend knows how hard it is even to go away from school. It's a huge adjustment. But Christmas time is really tough. So it's my first year away from home. I'm 18 years old. And we're celebrating Christmas. We're in a hotel in downtown Portland waiting to play in a tournament. And, it's rough. You got all your friends and family are home celebrating. You miss everything and everybody. And I was feeling really sad about everything and sorry for myself and all that. And I went up to the hot tub of the Marriott there in Portland. I went up to took a ticket, get in the hot tub. It was late at night, like 11 o'clock. I'm by myself, just sitting there, you know, all sad. And crazy enough, Julius Irving, Dr. J, came walking into the pool area, and he was actually with Moses Malone. Of course, I knew both of them were. I was a huge Dr. J fan. Everybody was back then. He was, he had Larry Bird and Magic, which this is like in 83. So they were well on their way. But Dr. J was, you know, he was right there with them, every bit as good. And a few years before that, he was the greatest. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like, oh, man, I'm not going to bug him. I know everybody in the world tries to talk to him. You know, as an athlete, I was just like, I'm just going to sit here and not say anything. And they both got in. He said, hey, so what's up? And he just starts peppering me with all these questions. Like, he knew, right? I mean, he could tell, you know, he knows that everybody knows who he is. And he was just trying to make my day is what he was doing. And just started to ask me questions, started talking. I said, I'm here for basketball. He started talking about that and really wanted to know about my game in Portland and everything. It was just, you know, really an incredible moment. And by the way, Moses Malone didn't say one word the whole time, which was fine. But Dr. J, I'll never forget that moment. And I've always heard, before I met him and after, of course, like just what a gentleman and what a great person he is. I think he always had that reputation. And it was 100% true because he just made my day and he knew it. And he just went out of his way to just be a super, super kind guy.
That's really sweet.
It was really a cool moment. Yeah. And nobody really believed it. Like my teammates and I'm like, hey, I just met Dr. Dick. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Whatever. But then they saw
that. What were he and Moses
doing? They were playing the Blazers on like Christmas Day. I was back when the Blazers were good. The 76ers. Gotcha, yeah. It was Christmas Eve maybe. And we were playing a few days after that, but our coach would never even get us like 2 or 3 days off to go home for Christmas or anything. Like in Utah, we got to go home for like 4 or 5 days, but Portland was like, nah, you're coming, you're in the hotel, we're going to practice. And he was like, he was so hard, man. He was like, we're going to practice 3 times on Christmas Day just so you guys aren't feeling sorry for yourselves. That kind of deal. So, but I loved him for it. And
you know, that sounds like me as an employer. I tell my employees, I said, you know, listen, you'll get Christmas off, but only if it falls on a Sunday.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah, you fit right in with my coach. So it's good.
And what I was telling Chris yesterday, if I may just add a quick nugget, I was a television reporter in the San Francisco Bay Area working in Santa Rosa. Charles Schulz, the great cartoonist, owned an ice skating rink called the Redwood Empire Ice Skater. It's beautiful. Anyways, his gift to the community every year, he put about $1.5 million to do a Christmas ice show. So I was on the mornings. I was the morning show. I was the weather guy. And I went ice skating and interviewed all the stars. Snoopy was there. So I'm sitting on the sidelines real quickly. And this guy comes up to me. I'm like, hey, good morning. How are you? And he said, hello. And I said, oh, hey, how are you, Mr. Schulz? And so Charles Schulz just starts talking to me for a few minutes. I'm going, wow, I know. I was a little taken back. And he's all, thank you so much for coming out and covering this. Oh, it's my honor, Mr. Schulz. And he goes, hey, let me ask you a question. I've got a table that's reserved in the cafe just for me. Would you like to join me for a hot chocolate?
Come on, man.
You know what was so cool about Charles Schulz, and I'm embarrassed to say this, I didn't get to ask one question. He asked about me and my family. He wanted to know about myself and my family. About who cares about me? I want to know about you and your life, you know. But anyways, just a little added story. The great people you meet in life, they're humble, good people. So it's a blessing.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool. Now, Mike was telling me that Chris, you played overseas.
Yeah, I did. I went and played in Australia for a couple of years. And then my knees were just shot. I had to give it up. And at 27, I started coaching. I actually coached in the league, the pro league that I was playing, and I ended up being a head coach in that league when I retired at 27. So that was interesting, you know, coaching in a league where I just played against all those guys. And, you know, my team and, you know, most of the guys on my team were older than me. That's how I got into coaching. My coaching career started there in Australia. So,
but back then, you know, wasn't as much of an international, you know, like now, I mean, all the international teams, you know, there's a lot of famous people playing in the NBA. But back then,
there wasn't very many. Basketball wasn't as good. I think the Dream Team changed all that. I think when they played, everybody got interested. And basketball is just huge everywhere now. And, yeah, it's not, you know, abnormal to see I mean, I don't know how many foreign players are in the league, but there's a ton, you know. Now, back then, there's maybe two or three. So, yeah, and the disparity between Americans and local players in Australia was, like, you know, it was huge. Like, you know, you'd have to score 35, 40 points a game and do everything, and the players there weren't as good. Nowadays, I mean, there's 100 guys in Australia that could come here and play Division I basketball, and usually guys – and they have their national team now in Australia. Every one of them has played in the NBA. So, back then, there hadn't even been – I think Andrew Gaze – who's a friend of mine actually in Australia, the most famous. He carried the Australian flag out in the Olympics. And he was the first player to play, I think, in the NBA, one of them, or maybe it was Luke Longley, but there's been a couple early on. Yeah. And then it's like, you know, but now, I mean, all over the world, it's just, it, basketball is a huge sport.
Yeah, I mean, Patty Mills is still playing. And and who was it? He played for the Warriors for a bit. He used to be the Warrior, you know, kink in the Warriors' armor. Valor Vega, I can't remember his name.
Oh, anyway. Marshall Onis.
Marshall Onis, yeah.
Perunas, yeah, he was awesome. But that was the same area.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, can we spend the last couple of minutes? I want to see cover just generally sports, you know, that's going on right now. First of all, Tua, you know, he's had those concussions and he's come back, and I don't think he's wearing that special helmet, is he?
I didn't see him with a special helmet.
Is there any concern about that?
I don't think he wanted to play with that on. So, I mean, as a quarterback parent, and I was telling Mike this, one thing I'm grateful for is that my son hasn't played, because he hasn't gotten hit. He hasn't gotten any concussions, and he's had some. He had a bad one in high school and arguably maybe a few back in the day, before we even knew what they were. And, you know, I see two and I'm just like, begging him to not play football anymore, you know, as a parent. And it's just scary, because that stuff's all coming back, you know, at some point. I pray to God my son doesn't have any long-term issues, you know, even with the few that maybe that he's had. And it's hard to watch. I don't even really want to watch him now, because I'm afraid to see him get hurt again. You know, it's almost sickening to see, because you just understand what's happening to him and what's going to down the road, what it's going to be like. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah, it's going to be hard as a parent to watch your son. I mean, you want to watch him play, but then, you know, watching him play basketball is a little different than watching him play football.
Yeah. I mean, I was telling Mike this, like, people don't really understand, as a parent of a quarterback, you know, he's throwing the ball and everybody's watching the ball go down the field to the receiver. And my eyes are on him to see if he's going to get up on every play, because he's getting hit pretty much on every play most of the time. And I can tell by the hit, I've seen it so much, I'm like, is he going to get up from that one? Is he not? And I pretty much have an idea what's wrong with him, you know? And
yeah. And, you know, I mean, fortunately now they have better rules for protecting the quarterback, but still, it's still going to be that way. Okay. Are you guys ready for our last trivia question here? What was the tiny pocket in jeans originally meant to store? Okay. You know what I mean? So in 1873, Levi Strauss had this feature in the original waist overalls. And they had a little tiny pocket. What was that originally meant to store, right? What were you supposed to put in there? All right, that's our trivia question. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to come back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Chris Fulton. All right, third trivia question. What was the tiny pocket in jeans originally meant to store?
A key?
Pennies?
I was going to say pennies? A lighter, but it's too soon. But
A lighter is too soon. No, ready? A watch.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
A watch, a pocket watch.
That's right.
Yeah. Originally, that was what that was for. Mike, you wanted, before we cut out here and thank our guest, you wanted to mention something else about the concussions.
Yeah, too bad last week against Notre Dame. Anyways, just had to mention that. Yeah, Jack Tuttle, one of the quarterbacks at the University of Michigan, retired because of a concussions that he's received. In fact, another player, and I forget which team he was on, also retired. And so, it's really starting to take effect. A lot of these players just say, you know what? I'm done. I'm gonna protect my health. I don't know.
Yeah. It's too bad that he hasn't had the chance to make the money in the pros yet. But you know, we'll see where that comes off. Chris Fulton, thank you so much for joining us. We'll have to have you back on again and get into a little deeper conversations. These hours go pretty quickly.
Crazy. It was fun. So. I'll come back anytime. Enjoyed it, guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. And here's our thoughts for the day. So Orson Welles, he was kind of a big guy, right? He said, ask not what you can do for your country. Ask what's for lunch. Big guy like him. I could see that. And growing old is mandatory. But growing up is optional. I tell my wife that every day because, you know us little boys, as they say. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Go Padres. So, go Irish.
Hope.